Well, what's good? Welcome back to Culture Makers. I'm one of your hosts, Vince Parker, and with me,
James Meehan.
Yo, James, were you not going to say your own name? Are you at that level now that like I have to give you? Okay, hey guys, here's the deal. Welcome with me. I'm your host, Vince Parker. And with me today, the legend, the man, the myth, the one, the amazing, Mr. James, drumroll, Meehan.
Yes. Is every time from now on.
Okay. We can see that. Here's the deal. We're in the month of February, and there's a lot to talk about. Is anything off limits?
We won't know until we get there.
Okay, let's just jump right in. Super Bowl champs.
Come on.
We called it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, because
it was
a few weeks ago on Culture Makers, we had that conversation about who's the greatest, and we talked about Tom Brady.
Right.
And what I could not get out of my mind was the memory of my cousin Wesley growing up, who has, for his entire life, been a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. His entire life. Like, all the ups and downs, and by ups and downs, I mostly just mean downs. And I remember we would always make fun of him at, like, family reunions, and we'd talk about, like, man, how are those Puccaneers? Like, that was what we would call them.
Wow.
And in that moment with Tom Brady, because this is what, his seventh?
Seventh. More than any other franchise, Tom Brady has more NFL championships than any other franchise.
Bro, seven Super Bowl wins. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, my cousin Wesley, I am so sorry for all of the hate I threw your way. You were justified.
And honestly, when one team gets blown out like that, to my Tees friends, remember this, joy comes from the Lord.
Come on.
But that's okay, but a lot of the cool things happen in the game, okay? First female ref to ever ref a Super Bowl.
Come on, that's fantastic.
That was awesome, that was pretty cool. The Weeknd performed. Now, you told me that he used $7 million of his own money.
Yeah, I looked it up afterward, and apparently he invested $7 million of his personal money into that halftime show, which that, like, blew my mind in and of itself.
That's crazy, because Twitter lit him up. They were like, hey, it's more like the weekday. This feels more like Monday through Friday than it does the weekend, which I thought was crazy. I enjoyed it, which I think is because I might be too old. It seems like if you're the older you are, the more you liked it, and the younger you are, you were like, no, that's more like Monday through Friday.
I feel like that's kind of the way people respond to the weekend, right? You either love him or you just don't. There's not really like an in-between there.
Okay.
At least that's what I've seen. Maybe there's some people who are like, he's okay, but not good. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like you either love him or you don't, and you know.
I'm going to say this thing. That's what I'm going to say. But again, we know some of y'all how you feel. You call him the weekday now. And then Amanda Gorman, she was back again.
Come
amazing
on, bro.
Poet. She killed it at the inauguration.
Yep.
Here she is at the Super Bowl.
I mean, it is really, really cool to think that in this year, she has taken something that she's clearly passionate about.
Right.
She's clearly gifted in. And because of all of the work she's probably put in behind the scenes that we've never even like heard of or known about, she's now had two different significant opportunities to share her gift and passion with others. And I think it's really, really special. I think it's a really cool example to all of us that, like, hey, you can be really young, and if you invest your time and your energy into something that you're good at and you care about, man, there's a lot of really cool possibilities out there for what might happen from that.
Right. Two of the largest stages.
Come on, bro.
And she's been on both of them back to back.
Like, literally amazing. In less than, what, like, less than a full month. It's been, like, 2 weeks.
Right. I feel like she did the inauguration, and then, like, the NFL was like, hey.
Hey, can we get you here?
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, I can do it.
Come on, bro.
I'll make room. Also in February, Black History Month.
Come on.
I figured let's just share a little bit about how we got to Black History Month. So it's the celebration began as National Negro History Week, which was created in 1926 by Carter G. Woodson, a noted African-American historian, author, teacher. And then 50 years later, it actually became an entire month in 1976. So here we are on the 45-year celebration of Black History Month, and I just think that's awesome and amazing.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Man, I think it's great that we can take time to remember.
Yes.
To celebrate, but look at how we can move forward. And there's just been so many notable African-Americans, so many notable Black people throughout our history, and I just think it's great that it happens. But did you know, you probably don't know this, that Black History Month happens in the U.S. and Canada in February, but in different countries, not every country.
Yeah.
Some countries, it takes place in October.
Interesting. What's the reason for October?
I don't know.
Oh. I thought you meant to.
You know a lot of things. Yeah. That's just when they choose to celebrate it, you know. So if I celebrate again in October, there might be some significant Black people in their countries that they choose to celebrate because of their birthdays.
In October. Interesting. That's fantastic. Right.
But if you know, let us know. Shoot it down in the comments. Shout out.
Yeah,
let
please,
us know.
Tell us.
But as always, thanks, man. Here's the deal. African American History Month, Black History Month, man, it's amazing. Big time shout out to all those doing big things. February, the month of love because of Valentine's Day. One day, the whole month is the month of love.
Wow.
How do you feel about Valentine's Day? You get your wife like really nice gifts, spend thousands of dollars on her?
No. So both.
You spend any dollars on her?
Yeah, a little bit.
Candy, flowers.
Okay, hold on.
My bad, coming in too hot.
So for both my wife and I, neither of us have gifts as like one of our top love language. Actually, for both of us, gifts is the very bottom of our love languages. So my wife, like her number one love language is quality time. So usually for Valentine's Day, we pick a day other than Valentine's Day where we have like an extra special date night. Now, the reason why we don't do it exactly on Valentine's Day is because basically all the restaurants are booked. And for us, we like going to a restaurant where there's not a ton of people there. And so we'll usually do like either the day before or the day after Valentine's Day. And we'll just make a date night of it. My wife is also super duper stingy, or as she likes to call it, frugal. Because frugal sounds better than stingy.
Yeah, stingy feels like a shot's fired.
I mean, it kind of is. So like, but she is so brilliant. Like, I'm so thankful for her. Because, man, otherwise I would literally eat out at Chipotle every single day.
Every day?
Well, you know.
Real quick, this wasn't our topic list.
Yeah, no, every day.
Chipotle or Qdoba?
Chipotle, hands down. Okay. Chipotle has better ingredients, better quality. It is fantastic. Now, I will give you Qdoba's queso that doesn't cost extra is fantastic.
One of our questions
actually
had to do kind of with love.
Love
okay?
it.
So Small Fry asked this, is watching movies with kissing okay?
With this question, it's like so many other questions, right? It depends. So for you as an individual, if you're watching a movie where kissing takes place and you find yourself starting to think about thoughts that are not honoring to God or to others, then I think it would probably not be wise for you to watch those kinds of things.
Right.
And so I am very, very particular about the things that I do and don't watch. Now for me, kissing usually isn't an issue. I will say, I remember back before I got married, I used to watch the show New Girl a bunch. So I watched that show. What's interesting though is I realized before I got married as I was watching that show that they talk about like relationships and sex and all sorts of things so much that I found myself as a single dude having to just not watch that show anymore because of where it would take my thoughts. And so I had to put up some boundaries there to make sure, man, am I really guarding my heart and my thoughts to make sure that they're actually pure, they're actually good, and they're actually honoring to others? Because the problem with these lustful thoughts is that lust causes us to view others as objects to be used rather than people to be loved. And that's why it's so important for us to make sure that whatever we're watching, whatever we're consuming as far as content goes, is helping us become the kind of people that can love others the same way that God through Christ has loved us. And so what I would say to that question is watching movies with kissing okay? I think it depends, right? If those movies are causing you to have lustful thoughts that are not honoring to others, then it might be wise to put some boundaries in place and find something else to watch.
Normally we talk about music.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
And Cardi B dropped a new song.
Okay, yeah.
Right? And so I try to make sure that I can help out, and I had to stop, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 27 seconds in. 27 seconds. And then here's the problem. I don't know why I thought the music video would be different.
So you're saying you got 20 seconds into the song.
And I was like, you know
what? And then you went to go watch the video.
Well, not the same day.
So you waited a little bit.
So I waited a little bit, like the next day.
Good man.
And I was like, hey, what's trending? What's going on? Oh, look, the video's got to be better. Right? And so I'm not talking about the level or the skill set of the song, or like how well the song is instrumental, or how well did she rap. Not talking about that. You know how you were just saying like, hey, you shouldn't let some things in?
Come on.
Yeah, I had to shut that down. So yeah, I had to let it go. So I cannot give you any report. Like, I didn't even look up the lyrics. I can't even, nothing. I just let it go. I tried for y'all, but I had to draw the line someplace.
That's good,
man. I just had to be like, here's the line. So I have no updates on new music because that new Cardi B song, 27 seconds in, had to let it go.
That's
so we have
good.
Some more questions from our viewers. James, are you ready?
Yeah.
Galaxy Grace asks this. This is a very specific, detailed question.
Okay.
What would Jesus think about Taylor Swift's songs? How would he feel about Bad Blood?
You know what's actually really funny? Is I preached a message several years ago where I used lyrics from that song to teach that message.
Okay.
So the whole point of the message was that you can't be right with God and wrong with others. Because over and over again throughout Scripture, right, Jesus and the different people that God was using to teach his people how to follow him talked about the importance of both loving God and loving others. And so I talked about, right, like, hey, if you've got bad blood in your relationships with others, then that's actually going to be a barrier preventing you from connecting with God in the way that he wants to connect with you. So, like, for those things, I think that what Jesus would see is, man, there's probably some really good stuff in some of these songs, but there's also probably some things in these songs that maybe aren't as good, right? Like, my favorite Taylor Swift song of all time, Love Story. Love it. Like, every time that song comes on, I just start belting it at the top of my lungs. And that's, like, old school Taylor Swift. Some of you may not even know what I'm talking about. Go look it up. It's incredible. Some of her newer stuff, I haven't listened to, like, her most recent album, but, you know, I think there's some good stuff, but maybe not all of it.
Okay, that makes sense, but I've learned a little bit about you that I didn't know before.
Come on, Love Story, baby.
I feel like the next time Taylor Swift drops an album, we're going to come in here, and you're going to break it down, and you're going to tell us why this song is great and why it's not.
That's it.
So y'all stay tuned. We're going to have a special Taylor Swift Breaking Down James Meehan episode of Taylor Swift songs. That'll be good. Now, this next question.
Yep.
I might have to get up and walk out of here if I feel your answer's wrong.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Is that too aggressive?
All right, I'm ready.
Natalie 17, this is for you, okay? Huge Marvel fan, she says.
Okay.
Is that okay?
So, I have a confession to make. I actually did not watch the Super Bowl last night.
What?
Yep. Because instead, my wife and I were rewatching Captain America: The First Avenger.
Wow.
Because we've been watching WandaVision and absolutely loving it so much that we watched all the episodes of WandaVision, found this YouTuber who goes into detail about every single reference and Easter egg in every episode of WandaVision that just created in us a desire to go revisit some of the older Marvel movies. So we watched Captain America: The First Avenger. It was incredible. I teared up like 4 different times.
Really?
And so here's what I would say.
Captain America the first, okay.
Dude, because every single time he is just getting the snot kicked out of him and he says, man, I can do this all day, right? Like, he is just willing to take a punch, standing up to the big guy. He's willing to sacrifice himself for the good of others. And that is so beautiful because that's exactly what Jesus did for every single one of us. He sacrificed himself for us. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's why I love Captain America, because over and over and over again, that's what he does. Now, tangent over. Are Marvel movies okay? Not only are they okay, they're incredible.
Okay. As y'all can see, I'm still sitting here. I feel like that's the right answer. So, not to say that we normally have to have a right answer.
Yeah.
But I feel like this question had to have a right answer.
Oh, for sure.
And James, that was the right answer.
Yeah.
If you disagree in the comments, let us know. Because, like...
Yeah. Jesus loves Marvel movies.
Oh, you don't know that. Jesus loves Taylor Swift songs. You're like, I can't answer that. But Jesus loves Marvel movies. Okay, all right. We're just going to move on. One last question here from Juan Antonio Lee. He has a question about the video games parts. If you play a game and some kids out there are being toxic but say they're Christians, like, how do you handle that? Because obviously, on these gaming platforms, you're playing with people around the world, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And you play online too, and people claim to be Christians, but yet what they're displaying is toxic.
I've been a gamer for a long time, but I didn't give my life to Christ until I was 19 years old. And during that time, loved stomping on noobs in Call of Duty, right? And I loved trash talking them and stomping on them so hard that they would send me hate messages after the match. Well, along that journey, I ended up deciding to give my life to Christ and figure out, man, how do I live as a follower of Jesus, and how does that apply to the way that I play video games? Because I started getting some of those hate messages, and I realized, oh shoot, I don't think that Jesus would play games the way that I do. But what was so interesting to me is I had that mental shift of, okay, if I'm a follower of Jesus, like, offline, I need to be a follower of Jesus online. And so how can I play these games? How can I interact with other people in a way that is showing them the love of Jesus, right? In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus talks about this idea that we are the light of the world, that God has set us on a hill so that we can shine our light for everybody to see, and that by our good deeds, they would glorify our Father in heaven. And so what I started doing is I stopped smack talking. That was kind of step one. But then if I did get a hate message after the fact, I would respond to that in the most kind and loving way possible and try to become friends with that person. I tell you that kind of like personal example to segue into how do we then have those conversations with other people that claim to be Christians but aren't displaying Christian values and ethics through online games. What I would say is, first, start with yourself, right? Start with yourself. If you are a follower of Jesus and you're playing online games and you are trash talking everybody and their grandma, then man, I would just start there by stopping that And then I would look for opportunities. How can I, through an online game, encourage other people? Because the reality is, there's a lot of people who are having a really hard time in life. And I see those opportunities as gifts from God to share God's love with them. And then if I've got some friends that say that they're Christians but are being pretty toxic online, then I'm just gonna have a conversation. I'm gonna say, hey man, like that wasn't really nice what you said to that guy. And I know that you can do better because I know that you really care about people and you wanna be the best that you can be. And I think something as simple as that can start the conversation to move them towards a more loving demeanor and behavior online.
So not easy, but I think that's some great advice, some great way to handle that. That's amazing. James, this episode has been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
February action-packed in the first half. I don't even know what we're going to talk about in the second half, but you know, in the world of culture, so many different things happen. So if you guys have questions, if you have comments, man, again, drop it in the comments. Let us know how you think, you feel. If you see a question down there that you feel like you know the answer to,
come on, absolutely.
Like, feel free to answer it, man. We love you guys. Remember, like, share, then like again, then reshare. And then we'll see you on the next episode of Culture Makers.